Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. We want everyone, everywhere, to know God and make him known. My guest, Richard Sigmund, died from injuries that he had, nearly every bone broken from an auto accident on October 17th, 1974. He was pronounced dead for 8 hours and then came back to life. But he was given a commission to tell people about a place called heaven. And Richard, you've had so many visitations from angels and experiences with angels, the angels you saw in heaven, the angels you see when you pray, the angels, the healing angels, the warfare angels. Tell us a little bit. You even had a visitation from Michael, the angel for the Jewish people.
Yes.
Tell me about some of these angels.
Well, first of all, I was going through a terrible time of people in turmoil. It was as though all of the powers of hell were being assailed against me. And I was coming out of my home, and all of a sudden the sky bursted like an atomic bomb going off. And I looked up into this light, and there was a being standing there. And he wasn't too far from me. And he said, "My name is Michael. I stand for God's chosen people, and none can overcome the power of the Lamb of God." And he said that he was sent to uphold the Word of God and stand and do battle for God's chosen people. Honestly, I fell on the ground, and he said, "Don't fall before me. Only name that you need to be concerned with is the name of Jesus." That was an awesome experience. And after this, I had 13 revivals, mostly among Jewish people. Every single one of those revivals, the breakthrough was there before I even arrived. Mm. It was awesome to see what God was doing for his people.
When was the last time you saw an angel?
The night before last.
Tell me about that.
I woke up suddenly. I went to sleep praying for people, and I woke up suddenly and looked up. I went to sleep in my recliner chair, very comfortable, so I went to sleep in it, praying, and I woke up, and I had a sense of God has answered prayer somewhere. And I looked to my left, and suddenly an angel stood there. He went from my floor to the ceiling of my room, a huge being. I recognized him immediately as one that I had seen in heaven. Didn't say anything, but he smiled. But he did have his sword drawn, and he was ready to go do battle. I tell you, it's true. The Word of God is true that the angels of God are ministers to the heirs of salvation, and they are there ready to do battle. But your faith puts them into action. In heaven, I saw thousands of angels standing in companies, like you would see an army on parade. They were standing at attention with their swords drawn, their muscles flexed, ready to go into battle at the instant that our faith demanded their attention. And when you say the name of Jesus, they go into battle for you.
What did you learn about prayer from your visitation to heaven?
The thing that I learned about prayer, it's the most important thing that you can do next to surrendering your life to Christ. The more you pray, the more of God's Spirit you will have in your life, and the more you will see the miraculous power of God. When you pray, you're talking heaven's language. When you pray, you're talking in terms that the Holy Spirit can convey before God.
You said to me that many times when you pray, you just get totally lost in the Spirit. Explain what you mean.
Well, I'm not conscious of time, where I'm at, or what I'm doing. Sometimes I'm taken into a vision. I don't know that they are visions. Sometimes I think I'm actually physically taken there. But sometimes I'll be in a park setting praying for people. I'll find myself there. I'll pray till I find myself there. And Jesus may come and sit by me and say, I heard your prayers. All is well. That's happened several times. And then suddenly I'll find myself back in my room. I know that I pray until I can pray no more. And then I get quiet before God, and suddenly I'm in the Shekinah glory of God. I don't know if in my body or out of my body. I just know that I get lost in prayer.
Now, you have been given an amazing gift of prophecy. I don't know whether you want this public or not, but I'm going to ask anyway. You told me about the time you did not give a prophecy to Oral Roberts. Would you tell me about that?
Well, God sent me to Oral Roberts University. I'm well-known, by the people down there, well-known in the church world at the time. And I was told to tell Oral Roberts not to build the City of Faith yet. I was told to tell him that and to prophesy some things to him. Now, I did not know that God had told him that I was coming. But he watched me all the time that I was down there. And it made me feel a little uneasy because that man can just about tell you the number of hairs on your head when God is really moving upon him. And when he's not, he's just as carnal as anyone else. We all are. But I refused to tell him because I was intimidated by all the well-known preachers down there. Yet, I found out later some of them was intimidated because I was there. It's just, we must be obedient to God.
But, I mean, look how history reveals. That prophecy was correct. He should not have built that hospital.
He should not have. It was a money pit, and God told me it will be something that he will start but never finish.
Now, tell me something that you have seen for the future that hasn't happened yet.
A serious, in the immediate future, a serious outbreak of terrorism within the United States that'll get almost as bad as the Twin Towers coming down.
Do you know what cities or states?
In the South first. Going to the north. It'll come out of Mexico, and it'll come up across the United States. That will happen in the near future.
Have you seen anything about the next presidential election?
Yes, I have. And I can tell you this, that an attempt will be made on the next president. You want me to call the next president? Yes, I do know.
Who's the next president?
I don't know that I should say.
I'm not going to pressure you. But tell me something about this next president.
Well, he's going to be a man that's going to carefully.
Well, that tells me something if it's going to be a man. But go ahead.
It's going to be a woman. I guarantee you that. But a woman will run for office in the future. I saw that. But he's going to be a man. Now listen to me. He's going to carefully measure his steps and the words that he speaks. Very carefully. You'll see a man run for office that very carefully measures what he says. And he's a favorite among his party. And I saw Bill Clinton many years ago coming back as a spokesman for his party. Now that is happening. But I saw a man that was very careful about what he said. It will come to pass. Before that notable day, hear me, church, before that notable day that Jesus comes back again, we will have a president that is filled with the Holy Spirit.
Let that happen quickly.
Oh, Jesus.
Richard, the Lord gave you a mandate to make heaven known among people.
Yes, sir.
Non-believers, believers. Why is it important for someone to read your book, A Place Called Heaven?
Well, first of all, people are too earthly-minded. You must see that heaven is more than what you see around you. Heaven is a real place. There are real people there. God dwells there. Whatever we have here on earth is tainted by sin. There's destruction here. There's sickness and disease. But in heaven, there is none of this. It is a place of absolute tranquility and absolute joy and absolute peace and absolutely ruled by God. No sin can enter in there. People are looking for peace. You're listening to the sound of my voice, and you're saying, I need peace, I need peace. You can have the peace of heaven right now by accepting Christ.
But I'm going to tell you something, Richard. By someone, I call your book a scenic tour of heaven. It's so graphic. How did you remember so much?
It's as though it just happened yesterday. And yet there's many things I didn't add there that we may put in another book.
Okay, Mishpocha, consider yourself challenged. Next to the Bible, this will become one of your favorite books. It's called A Place Called Heaven, for a donation of $14. I urge you to get this book. You read it. Get 10 of them. Get 100 of them. Give them to unsaved, saved people. A Place Called Heaven, for a donation of $14 each. Shabbat broadcast. Let me bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness, in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Tsar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Ve'yishmarecha Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha Ve'asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.